This is an interview with Governor Victor Atiyah at his office in downtown Portland, Oregon. The interviewer for the Oregon Historical Society is Clark Hansen. The date is August 25th, 1993, and this is tape 56, side one. So we're in your office now. Mm-hmm. We've moved from the conference room, and I see quite a vast array of photos and other things. Maybe you can describe some of them.
Let me start with, start almost anywhere, but let me start with, see that busted paddle up there?
Yes.
It says, the Governor Atiyah perpetual up the creek without a paddle award. I was going up the Rogue River, and this paddle, this is the paddle end of a canoe paddle, it's broken off, came drifted down. So I picked it up, and immediately I had an idea of having creating that award. And what I gave it, I've got different heads of the Department of Government.
Right.
John Lobdell is the first of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do a little foul up or something, he was the first I gave the award. Created it, put his name on it. It soon got to be quite a distinction to get that.
What kinds of things did they
receive this honor for? Now, I tell you, the tape must get ready for this, but this is real, really happened. John was before a Senate committee. He was public utility commissioner. And the Senate was just berating him something awful, and it had to do with utility rates. And showed him a real bad time. And said, now, Governor Atiyah, you know, he says, this goes through the process. But they kept hounding him, and finally they began to give up, except one senator kept going after him. Now, because it dealt with utility rates, the room was full. Television cameras, radio, the printed media, they were all there. The room was crowded. John is he's finally getting to him. Finally he said, Senator, this job is tough enough. I don't have to take that shit. And he says this now with the room full of people. Well, John was the first one to get the award. Jane Houston, she got the award, made the mistake of firing her assistant during a legislative session. Now, this assistant had been there a long time, had made a lot of friends among legislators, and the legislators start raising hell with me. And I said, hey, wait a minute, guys, this is my business, not your business. I'm going to run my shop the way I want to run it. It's not your business. So anyway, Jane got it. She got it. John Williams was supposed to have lost me. He's the superintendent of state police. Incidentally, Jane Houston was, at that time, Department of Commerce. John was a superintendent of state police, and I said he'd like to go out with me one day, spend a day with me, instead of long. Holbrook, mm-hmm. And he was. I was going to be somewhere and then fly, and he was going to take the car and meet me. But anyway, he was supposed to have lost me that day. Well, we missed connections, but you can see it got a little tough.
He was supposed to have lost you.
Well, yeah, he was not where I landed. He was somewhere else.
Somewhere else. I see.
Darrell Rawls. I'm trying to remember what Darrell did. I can't recall. He was in General Services. They gave me, see, my name's on it. They said to me, Governor, you screwed up more than once. So they gave me the paddle. Fred Miller got that paddle. He got it because they were doing some construction work on the bridge between Salem and West Salem, and came around Christmas time, and you know, cars were coming in and crowded. And so he sent out the word to tell people not to come into downtown Salem. I said, Fred, now I'm a retailer. These people have been waiting all year long for Christmas to come, and you're telling them not to come down. He got the paddle. Leo Hagstrom, he was nominated for that paddle by Fred Miller. Really a funny letter. Leo was getting a lot of static from a lot of places for some of the welfare reform. He was head of the Department of Human Resources. He got that, and Tom Monterossi, God bless him, he's wonderful guy in the executive department. I think we gave that to him more from affection than anything else. But anyway, it got to be quite an honor to get the paddle. And that's the start of that one. I mentioned earlier, but there is the award I got from the Capitol Press Corps. I really treasure that. thanking me for my accessibility. That's a pretty rare thing. The astronaut awards, actually the larger one, has an interesting story. I go to Albany for their veterans parade, and they've invited astronauts, and astronauts have spent a week down in Linn County and travel to different schools, and it's good PR for them and excites the children, understandably. And then there's the parade, and after the parade, a ceremony at the courthouse, and then lunch, which ends the whole affair. During lunch, this Judy Resnick was sitting next to me, and they said, "We have an award for our astronauts." And she said, "Gosh, I hope it's beer." Well, they gave her a clock or something. I said, "Give me an address," and I'll. So we shipped down some Henry's private reserve, and it came back. It said, "No, they're not supposed to receive gifts." So she'd printed this up with my very best wishes. Thanks for the sample of one of Oregon's finest natural resources. But the samples of one of Oregon's natural resources crossed out, and she wrote in there, "Trying." Well, that's why that's crossed out. But we were in a staff meeting one day, and Denny Miles came in. He said, "The shuttle just blew up," and Judy Resnick was on that shuttle. Neat young lady. You remember the teacher, but Judy Resnick was one of those who was in that shuttle. Mm-hmm. Right below that is a picture of Jimmy Doolittle. That was my first Linn County parade. I was down there. Here's Jimmy Doolittle.
General
Doolittle. And I didn't have a camera. And there was some lady along the street, and I said, "Would you mind taking a picture of us?" She did, and she sent that picture. So there's General Doolittle and myself. The Boy Scout Awards, you can see. The jet, I flew in both a 101 and F4. I flew in it. I wasn't flying it. The one I had really trouble with was, I did okay in the 101, but the F4, we were on maneuvers of some kind, and we were the aggressor. And this, I had on this G-suit, strapped into the G-suit. And they strap you into the seat, because you're part of the seat. You know, something happens, you pull something, and away you go. And had the helmet on, and this oxygen mask, and everything's tight. And he's going up and down and around, and you know, the G-suit's filling it. And finally, my stomach's getting real woozy. I say to him, "You know, this is all the fun I can stand." So we landed, and the media was there. Of course, the governor's going up in a jet. And one of the interviewers of television said, that's pretty good for a 16-year-old aircraft. I said, "That's pretty good for a 60-year-old man."
Right.
The picture above there, four presidents, Reagan, Ford, Jimmy Carter, and President Nixon. That's when Ford, Carter, and Nixon went to Sadat's funeral representing President Reagan.
Right.
But I got that photograph, and then it took me a couple of years, and I got them all to autograph it.
Huh.
So, and there's a picture below that of President Reagan, myself, in the Oval Office, and they were taking pictures. "How do you want me to sign it?" I said, "Sign it, Ron." So there it is, Ron.
You addressed him as Mr. President?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, I wouldn't do anything other than that. Even Clinton, who I knew as a governor, still addressed him that way.
Really?
Flown at Air Force One, and there's the, I have more than one certificate, but that one was with President Ford. I've flown with President Reagan. My good friend Mark Hadfield, good friend.
Is that in his office in Washington?
It's in his office, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The certificate over here of the governor, I don't know if I mentioned that. Right here, it says Oath of Office of Governor.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You should see my first certificate. That's 1983, my second term. My first one, that's all done. It was not a very good looking piece of paper typed in there, and some not very good calligraphy. And I said to Norma Paulus at the time, "Norma, can't we get a better certificate than that for governor of office?" And I think maybe she thought she might be one someday. Anyway, we produced this nice one. I appointed myself a notary public because I wanted to get a nice looking certificate. But anyway, we got a good one for the second time around.
And then there's one below that.
That's from the Japan America Society.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, I've taken a keen interest in that, just retired from president. That's where this gabble one of the Japan American Society. The watercolor of the old Capitol building was given to me.
Mm-hmm. What is this citation up here?
That is the
Board of Trustees of
Council of Advancement and Support of Education cases here at colleges. I created a, I think I may have mentioned that to you, you know, we have a trade delegation, and I've taken people overseas, and I said, you know, there's a lot of things happening in Oregon in our institutions. I'm going to have an education delegation, get people to sign up, pack their suitcases, and we're going around to go visit the colleges and universities. And no one had ever done that. We just, people should know what's going on. Some really good stuff's going on in our colleges and universities. So we spent about three or four days doing that.
Yeah.
And this, they presented me, this is a national group of educators, but basically dominated by Bud Davis. And they, I went down to Austin, Texas, and they gave me that award. Hmm. I received the Sigma Delta Chi. That's the top one up there. The only story about that one is that I just got it. What's the date on that? 1988?
Yeah.
I just got it about 3 months ago.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the actual plaque. The, this fellow comes, well, oh, I forgot to bring it. That's what the dinner. And anyway, I just got it. I just got it from Sigma Delta Chi. The awards we talked about earlier are right there on the wall. The U.S. Department of Justice, National Council of Christian Jews, special commendation.
Mm-hmm.
The Added Defamation League, those are all part of that. This wall right that I'm looking at is my Indian Deschutes wall. The top picture is Eliza Bill, wonderful woman. Mm-hmm. Umatilla, got to know Eliza very well. Go up to Roundup and go visit her in her teepee. She
lived in a teepee?
Oh, no, she'd go in the Roundup. I think she probably, you know, they put set up teepees at the Roundup.
I see, yeah.
But Eliza, when I was sworn in 1979, cold, bitterly cold, icy day, and all of a sudden Eliza Bill shows up. She was not well, she was ill. She'd gotten on the bus from Pentland, Oregon, and come down for the inauguration. Neat lady. She passed away, and I went up to her funeral. Little tiny church. This was religion. It was a church. Not. It wasn't an Indian ceremony. Christian ceremony. Mm-hmm. Little church out in the middle of the wheat field. So our family gave me that photograph of Liza Bill and the wallet, which I had that picture. I could look at out of my office in Salem, and I had it hung on the wall. I could see that all during my tenure as governor, a picture of Liza, and then when I came home, I put the wallet and the picture together. The plaque right below that, just as I was leaving office late 1986, the tribes in Oregon had a dinner in Salem for me, and incidentally, the Yakimas came down too. Anyway, they gave me that plaque. Below that is a, you can see, pretty much handmade. It's a lifetime fishing permit at Warm Springs Reservation. And I understand they've only given out a couple of those in their history. Un kun kun gaduma, which apparently says, let's go fishing.
Okay.
The certificate up there, that was interesting. That was part of the Deschutes acquisition. And you could buy, it was $25. You get a square inch of the Deschutes River or something like that. Anyway, that was a way of raising money. And that's a reminder of that Deschutes purchase along with the photograph below. It's an old photograph, but that was also commemorating the Deschutes purchase. And then the concurrent resolution was passed after I left office by the legislature. I was unaware it was going on, naming the Victor Giatia Recreational Area, which is that part of the Deschutes and the acquisition of the Deschutes. You probably see the sword hanging up there.
Yes.
I bought that in a souk, which is a small, well, a bunch of small shops in Damascus, Syria. I wanted a Damascus sword, and this is way back and somewhere. I haggled with the guy and bought it.
Did you have a problem transporting that at all?
No. Packaged it pretty well, mm-hmm. indicated what we had.
Does the clock have a particular significance?
No, I bought that. That was hanging in my office in Salem.
Oh.
That's the working office of the governor. So I just took it off the wall and brought it home. I had it before that, too. I always hate to tell clock collectors because some fellow called and said he understood I collected clocks, and I really didn't, but a friend of mine had a clock one time. I said, gee, that's interesting. If you ever sell, let me know. Well, he apparently presumed I collected clocks. I just happened to like that one that he had. So a guy called, and he said, I've got some clocks. And I thought, oh, he's a collector. You know, there's no way I'm going to deal with clocks. How much do you want? He said, well, $75. Well, I'll come take a look. I bought this Seth Thomas. An old wood-framed time clock, a battery-operated school clock, and then he threw in a mantle clock, all this for $75. That was a very good buy, very good buy. That's a very nice clock.
And this saying on the wall underneath the clock?
I saw that, and I asked someone to calligraphy for me, and it's something I like. There's a beautiful and a ugly way. I can't read that.
In which to say almost everything, and happiness depends upon which way we take. You can upset a person for the whole day by the harsh way in which you may call him in the morning, or you may give him a beautiful start by the cheeriness of your greeting. So not only in words, but in all the little common courtesies and duties of life, think of the beautiful way of doing each. That's very nice.
I like that.
That's very nice.
So I had that done.
And the other things here on the this
well, the case? One is lights up, says Governor Victor Attia. It's etched in glass in the seal of Oregon. We had that back of the reception desk in Salem. The one in front of that's a very recent one. That's the Oregon Golf Course, chair of the Board of Governors. But in back of that, there are three etched glass. They are commemorating the NEC, Fujitsu, and Epson. And I gave those to the chairman and president of the company, the dedication, and kept one for myself. Just a reminder of some great days. The little dagger there in front I got in Saudi Arabia. I don't collect swords, but I just wanted something representative of those areas. And because I'm a gun collector, I guess I thought, well, that's pretty easy, so I acquired that.
Does the case itself have a significance?
No, I saw that one time. We were.
Looks like a typesetter's case.
No, I think it's a file. It's a file cabinet. It's what it, a file case.
Uh-huh.
It sits on something. It doesn't sit on the ground. But I had that also in my office in Salem. That with the clock above it. That's not why I have it here. I bought it before that went to Salem. Dolores and I used to go to antique shops and places like that and see something we like, we'd buy it. So I bought that.
And this seal of Oregon here on your window?
Guy Miller, who was Scout executive, his daughter did
it's beautiful.
Stained glass, and she made that, gave it to me. I had that hanging in the window in Salem, and then, of course, brought her here with me. You see, Japanese. Oh, the airplane's an interesting one. Ken Jernstedt was a original Flying Tigers, America volunteer group before America entered the war. And he was an original Flying Tiger. Somebody made that. He had another one. He gave me that one. The cannons, there was a company in Oregon that did make these things and did try to sell them. I think they went out of business. Wonderful miniature replicas of cannons, done extremely well. A lot of the things there are gifts that I got from some of my trips overseas.
And then these photos up on top?
That's the Deschutes Purchase again. Heritage Landing, again because of the Deschutes Purchase. The William Booth Award from Salvation Army, got that after, actually after I left office. This wooden eagle I got in Fuzhou, China, Fujian Province, they gave me that. This is American Airlines, the looks like ivory, it's a plastic of some kind. Nice eagle.
Is so, that a Derringer?
Yeah, it's a, it doesn't really operate, but it's a Colt replica, that's what it is. The sword I got from a friend of mine in Taiwan, get a miniature sword, kind of a letter opener thing, I thought it was pretty nice. Boy Scouts Awards and National Guard Awards and things that I picked up from here and there. The this thing by the window, we call it Argeely, that's the term I knew it as, smoking, what would you call it, smoking, anyways, glass underneath and a pipe that comes out one end and you put the tobacco on top and I think it filters through water, I'm not sure.
Water pipe.
How it worked, water pipe, okay. But that was in my, our family home in Amara, Syria. And when I was there, there was three of them, and told my cousin, gee, I'd sure like to have one. He said, well, take it. So that's from my father's home in Amara, Syria. It's an old one. They, I have a lot of things that I gave to the Oregon Historical Society and the Washington County Historical Society. Oh, I need to tell you about the Pioneer Award at the University of Oregon. I need to do that because the President Ford was there at the time. And that was, they presented, that's the first time they presented those. And then a Distinguished Service Award from Western Oregon State College, Distinguished Service Award from Portland State University, an award from Pacific University, I'm on their board, an award from Danny Thomas and St. Jude.
Oh, really?
An award from the Establishing the Black Commission. But in addition to all those things, you know, there's a lot of things that people gave. Can't keep them all. I still have a lot of them in the back room, but I worried about it. What do you do with these things? People value them, and they gave them great sincerity. What do you do with them? And I was talking with Tom Vaughn. He said, well, give them to me. I mean, not me, the society. So the society got a lot of things, and Washington County Historical got some things. And I still have a lot of storage. The people pretty generous to the governor, and I appreciate it all very much.
Were there things of particular note? I mean, I'm sure that you had, there are some wonderful treasures among that, the things that you gave to the Historical Society, but anything that you are particularly fond of that you can recall at this moment?
Well, it'd be kind of curious, not necessarily more than that. I can recall, I'm sure the society has, at the Rose Festival, you know, what's the beer company that has the Clivesdale horses?
Budweiser?
Budweiser, and you know, they've had entries here with their Clydesdale. They gave me a plaque with a shoehorn of one of those Clydesdales. It is a huge, huge shoehorn. Big. On a plaque. I kind of like that, but I gave that to them. It's hard to remember all of what I gave them. I gave, when the fleet's in town, they give you a plaque representing each of the ships. You know, I got a bunch of those, and this society has those. Gosh, I really can't remember everything that I gave them. It's just a lot of it, and I still have a lot left. It's interesting, some people like to paint. I have painted portraits of me. At one, I have a pair of Dolores and me. They're two separate paintings, really very nicely done. Some of them are rather something like I would do. I've got those. They're in the back room.
Never to see the light of day?
Well, that someday I suppose they will. That's part of it. It's a wonderful thing that happens. People, you know, like to give you something. Mm-hmm. Great memento of a great time.
Mm-hmm. Anything else in terms of artifacts or memories?
Oh, I've got some paper stuff that I kept, my own, various things that relate to. Remember, I told you about that executive order. I've got that executive order in a file over there.
This is a beautiful old desk.
Oh, I should mention that desk. That was given to me. It was made in the state penitentiary.
Really?
And Jerry Frank paid for the inmates' time. And some other people donated wood. When I saw it, it became an instant heirloom because, you know, I know, three generations, my great-great-great-grandpa's desk when he was governor of Oregon kind of thing. You know, you can understand that. The fascinating thing about it is that...
That's beautiful.
The inlay here on the desktop is the seal of Oregon. Underneath all that paper says at the top says governor, then below it Victor G. Atiyah. Then over here says 1979, and then when they presented it, it was in my first term. So it had 19-8, they had 8, but no number out there. <Didn't know. laughs> So after I was reelected, so they came back and inlaid the 7. So that was done. That was done afterward. It's carved on the side with the two panels are
the seal.
The seal is on both ends, but there's a salmon and beaver, and the other side is the wheat and Oregon grape. Is this all carved in the desk? But now, it was the day came when it was going to be delivered. This is all a surprise to me, but then I knew about the delivery. So I said, okay, deliver it into the ceremonial office. Tell the press it's coming. And I said to myself, if they're going to make a mess out of this thing, let's do it right now. So before it even moved into my office, you know, because it was made in the state pen and all the rest, it was there for public view. But that's the way to do it. There was nothing dishonest about the whole thing, but still, you know, how they stir things up if they feel like it, and said, by George, if they're going to do that, let's have them do it right now. So that's how we had it delivered.
Was there any comment made about the prisoners doing it?
No. They knew where it came from. The whole story was told.
Yeah.
They admired their desk like I did and you do. And my granddaughter, who is the oldest granddaughter, that's my son's daughter, Megan, she will get that. Uh-huh. And then it'll go through whatever line that she has. But you know, when you look at it, I say, hey, there's an instant heirloom, you know that
right.
If there it is with my name on it, you know, and
yeah.
Governor, and so it's pretty neat. And I tell you, roll top desks are really great because I close up at night. Mm-hmm. Anything loose goes under there, and I close it, and it looks like I've never been in the office.
What about the chairs? I mean, is this the chair that you use?